There are a few formulas that you are going to want to be aware of. A lot of the measurements that we deal with in the real estate business involve square unit measurements, such as square feet and cubic feet or yards. So when we look at square dimensions, picture a square that might be 3 feet wide and 3 feet long. If we want to know the area of that square or rectangle, we multiply the length times the width. And the answer is always in square units. So a square that is 3 feet by 3 feet contains within it 9 square feet. And it also just so happens that 9 square feet contains 1 square yard, because 1 yard equals 3 feet. And speaking of square footage, do remember that 1 acre of land contains 43,560 square feet. But what about triangles? The area of a triangle can be calculated by taking half of the area of a square. So looking at our 3x3 square, if we were to cut it in half, you would see that we have the area of a triangle being half the size of the associated square. So the area of a triangle is half the length times the width, or another way of looking at it would be the length times the width divided by 2. We also have cubic dimensions. A cubic dimension involves a length, width, and height. For example, certain products like concrete are sold by the cubic yard. So if we had a cube, whether it was full of concrete or air or anything else, if it was 3 feet high, 3 feet wide, and 3 feet long or 3 feet deep, we would see that it contains 27 cubic feet, because 3 times 3 times 3 is 27. And it also just so happens that 27 cubic feet contains 1 cubic yard.